Good morning and welcome to chapel this morning. Welcome to, if you hadn't already noticed, our special Jubilee Thanksgiving service. And straight off the bat, thank you to Linda and the team for all the decorations and everything that's gone on. And do take a moment particularly to have a look at the collection of coronation mugs that we got at the front at the end. Oh, and Sarah's cross-stitch is now, yes, so Sarah's, yes. Oh, well, it was a there's been a big team, I wasn't trying to, there's a big team effort. Yes, to put the flags out, yes. So thank you for that. And all the celebrations have been really good so far, haven't they? And did we all see the concert last night? Yes, it was really good, wasn't it? We were wondering how many of those Halfords extension leads were required to get back to the Queen's hallway there, which was good. As always, it's a pleasure to welcome Hoppy is with us this morning, so it's been fun and a privilege to prepare with Dave, which has been great. And thank you to Jeff for the new prayer diary and notices. We'll put some physical copies in the porch. If you'd like to take one away, or they're available in the usual electronic way. I've been given a notice this morning that Dave Eady got married yesterday. Dave Eady was a minister for a short time here at this chapel way back, and married Heather, who we know from... not this Heather, no. Rest easy, Dave. Rest easy, Jeff. Yeah. Yeah, Jeff's gone all pale. It's a Heather that we know from Harrison's Horwood school days, which is great. So we pray a blessing on them. One extra notice, and I've got no spiritual special meaning for mentioning this, but the Red Arrows went over our house at about 12 minutes to 3 yesterday. So, but after about half an hour internet research, the Torbay air show, bizarrely, is down, is being repeated the same time today. So if you look to the east at about 12 minutes to 3, you never know. Don't blame me if it doesn't happen. Right. So it could be they were heading north. So you have a look out. You never know. You never know. It might be repeated. Well, we... Unfortunately, we've got no revolving corgi above the chapel, and I don't think we've got marmalade sandwiches, but there are refreshments later. But in a packed service, we've got personal accounts, we've got lots of Bible verses, film clips, testimonies, and even with the magic of radio, we're going to delve back into the archives. But let's start with a Bible verse, very good place to start. So Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. So this is Paul's writings back to his church in Colossae, and they needed strength at this time. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, tenderness, humility, meekness, and patience. We're going to be looking at that in more detail a little later on. Okay, so Her Majesty was chosen, and we can give thanks for that. And shall we continue our praise as we open in prayer? Okay, shall we pray together? So, dear Lord, thank you for this time together. We praise and thank you for this beautiful part of the country. Thank you for this country's Queen, that in your wisdom you called someone who openly acknowledges you and has relied on your Trinity throughout her reign. When Her Majesty said, "May it be long or short," you already knew every day which was to follow in your divine plan. Thank you that you know all about each of us and have a plan for each of us. Help us to stay connected and en route. Bless this time together, we pray, as we put you first in all that we recall and consider. And if the Queen walked into our room now, we would stand up. But if you were to enter, we would bow down. Thank you that your Holy Trinity can be with each one of us who calls upon your name. Minister to us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So, let's continue to give thanks as we sing our opening song. It's 170 in the books, will be on the screen. Give thanks with a grateful heart. And we'll sing it through just the once, and look out for the little extra give thanks at the end. Don't leave me to do it by myself. Okay, shall we stand if able to sing? Be seated. Defender of the faith. I really like that expression. I'm indulging myself and working it in. Defender of the faith is a phrase given since the 1521 in Henry VIII, traditionally given to monarchs. But I think the Queen has very much held on to this, and indeed our Queen is the first Queen to be head of the Church of England. Let's enjoy another Bible verse, and where we can have a bash at saying this together. And who's to say that the Queen has not relied on this and knows this very well? Let's read together 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Do your best to present yourself as God, as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed. Rightly handling the word of truth. I'm sure Her Majesty would have relied on that very much. Well, we're going to go back now to the 2nd of June, 1953. A crazy time. Talking to Angela, talking to Mum last week, she was saying she was driven with some other youngsters 200 miles just to see a television. In not a modern car, mind you. And not a modern television, but they would gather around because they were too young to stand in the procession. Well, somebody who, I can't believe it, but wasn't too young to stand in the procession. Come on, Marge. Marge is going to give us a first-hand account of what it was like to go up to London for the coronation. And she's going to point out which one is where she is.
Right in the middle.
Hello everybody, it's so lovely to be here and see all the flags, and it looks beautiful. Well, at one time I was 17, you never guess it, would you? But my friend who I used to work with and her mum suggested that we should go up and see the coronation. So at 17 I had to ask permission from my mum and dad, because they didn't like me out overnight. So we went the night before, as we were going with June's mum, and stood in the crowd. Oh, it was lovely. So many people chatting to each other, waiting expectantly, getting soaking wet. in the pouring rain. Well, I didn't know the Lord then, but I'm sure he was there with me, with all the people that were there, and just watching the Queen as she went past. We had a guardsman in front of us with his big hat on, and everybody was so happy and jolly. And when the Queen went past in her coach, my goodness, it was beautiful. All the flags were waving, all the people were enjoying themselves. And the Lord has been so good to her. They've carried her on all these years, that she served us very willingly and ably. And I thank the Lord for that now. I just think she's a wonderful person and has done so much for us. And I just pray that the new king, whoever he may be, I expect it will be Charles, will do as good a job as the Queen has done for us. But I still remember the lovely time I had with friends and people that I didn't even know who were so lovely. Thank you for listening. I mean, I can't explain how proud I am to have been there. Thank you.
Lovely to have that testimony, isn't it? Just so that we can really imagine it. And the monarch would have been placing things, all her faith, into the Father's hands. So let's sing about that now as we sing number 133, Father, I Place Into Your Hands. We'll sing it just the once. Going to see a clip now. This is a clip from the film The Queen. Well, I'm sure many of you have seen the movie. It's one of my favourites. Amid a weakest horror bliss for the Queen, this is a really uplifting moment. It's the big money moment, if you like, of the film. Everything turns and maybe things make more sense. The Queen, who is, as we know, trained as a Land Rover mechanic in the war, went off by herself amid a troubled, busy week, I think it's fair to say, on her estate, and there's many backup accounts that this has actually happened. She got stuck. So she was by herself. Whether it broke down, she got stuck, but she couldn't fix it on that occasion, and had some enforced stillness. And I'd like to think that maybe a verse like this, which I'll read out from Mark 4, verse 39. Jesus rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a calm, a great calm. So she had like an enforced stillness. And have a look at the clip. Read into what significance the directors were making with the stag. But I'd like to think it was a real time of peace for the Queen. Here we go. We can maybe all take that lesson of just being quiet and still before the Lord. Let's continue our stillness just for a moment with our prayers of intercession. Garth and Helen can't be with us today because they're having to isolate, because Garth's got a minor op on a nasty skin thing that he has on his back, and that's an operation coming up on Wednesday. So we'll remember them. And Pat's done all the music for today and sorted everything out, but then on Friday had a bit of a tumble. She was getting ready for their local community do, and she's okay, nothing broken, she's had everything checked, but she's really having to take it easy, and she hopes just to be able to just attend her community little do this afternoon. So Pat can't be with us. And I'm sorry for anybody else I'm leaving out. We'll be a moment of quiet. We can bring others to the Lord in prayer. Shall we pray? Dear Lord, bless our prayers as we consider the needs of those around us now, both far away and near. May we uphold our dear missionaries supported from this place, Tim and Carol working for Hope from Above, back home now. Laura Lee in Brazil, and Catherine, recently with us from Rehoboth, and the new student who we don't know yet, is yet not appointed, but you know all about them already. And the Farsi family, as they have their move coming up. And may we just bring close friends to you now, Pat, who would love to be here and not feeling so good, and hope she can listen later, maybe online. And Larry, her husband's back, he's not so well. We uphold Larry in prayer and bring him before you. And just be with dear Garth and Helen now as they isolate, ready for this operation on Wednesday. And just be with all the surgeons and give them peace at this time. In the quiet now, we'll bring silently our individual prayers to you, for loved ones, spouses, family needs. So please bless all our prayers and be with Dave now as we see more of you through the life of our monarch. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We really are international this morning. We listening, hopefully later today when we get the service on online, is June's friend in Australia. What was the name, June? Joan. So she's told June she's going to be tuning in later, which is really nice. Okay, so we hand over to Hoppy. We're going to sing another song, I the Lord of Sea and Sky.